Now, these days, Antarctica is a laboratory for all kinds of science. In fact, a small group of researchers is living there right now, even though darkness has just set in for about 6 months at the South Pole. One of the researchers is Freya Descamps. She is an astrophysicist from Belgium, and she joins us now from the U.S. Amundsen Scott Research Station at the South Pole. Freya, how's the weather down there?
It is a little bit chilly today, I must say. It's currently minus 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, you have packed heavy, I assume, because you're going to be spending the winter there working on a new observatory at the South Pole. This is called Ice Cube, and the purpose of Ice Cube is to detect subatomic particles called neutrinos. When you're doing this kind of research, Freya, I think our audience will be very curious about what daily life is like for you.
It's a very isolated place. In the summertime, there are about 250 people living and working here, but then once the temperatures drop, it becomes impossible for the airplanes to land, and therefore there's a group of currently 49 people that stay behind to take care of the station till the temperatures get warm enough again in order to have planes come in.
So when you're inside, what do you do to keep from going stir-crazy?
There's a nice gym, then there's big events that are organized, like bingo evening, and then people have hobbies like, for example, knitting or painting.
I have heard about something called the 300 Club at the South Pole. What's that?
Ah, wow, you're very well informed indeed. So the 300 Club is people that have survived the fact of going from the sauna, which we have inside, to outside. To be part of the club, you need to do this when the outside temperature is minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit and the inside temperature in the sauna would be set to plus 200 degrees Fahrenheit. Thus giving a 300 degrees Fahrenheit difference in temperature.
Are you a member?
Not yet.
But maybe if we talk to you at the end of the winter?
Well, if the temperature gets low enough, I'm certainly planning to try it out.
Freya Descamps, thank you for agreeing to take questions from our listeners. Listeners can send questions to Freya all the way to the bottom of the planet, and she'll send responses back online. So, Freya, we look forward to learning more about your life and work 90 degrees south latitude. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
To join the conversation with Freya Descamps, just go to our science website, theworld.org/science. She's going to be taking questions through next week, and you can also see a slideshow of her pictures from the South Pole.